the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Getting through another hot one here in the Hotshot Whiz Kids headquarters.
Yeah, where are we?
We're in the Craigslist Corral.
And the city?
Oh, we're in San Diego, California.
Speaking of hot.
Now, we had a super fan.
Julie.
Who lived there. Now, I don't even know if she still listens.
Yeah, you never know. Because, you know, they sent a few emails. She even donated a couple times, which is very nice of her.
I'd ideally like our listeners to write to us every week so we know they're still listening.
Just listen. A simple weekly email. Just to let us know you're still there. That would make me feel better. Because these assholes on TV, they have all those Nielsen boxes and shit. They know.
Yeah.
Like, they already know people are watching us. Like, I don't know.
Because we had a lot of super fans, and they just seem to disappear.
Yeah.
I guess they get bored. I'd get bored of me, too, but...
I can't get away from me. We had Jack from Australia.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
And Nigel from England.
No, it was Andy.
I like calling him Nigel.
Andy lived outside of London.
Yeah. I would assume that all those people stop listening, because how long are you going to listen to two schmoes that you don't, you know...
Yeah, I know, but we're not saying the same shit, mostly.
I know, but...
It's brand new.
But even you get bored of stuff and stop listening.
Never of me. Never of me.
Well, that's because it's you. If you get bored of you, there's a problem.
Maybe sometimes I do. No escape, though.
I actually like listening to our old episodes more than our new episodes. Not because
those are newer.
Not because they're better.
I mean, because just, they're newer in my mind, like, because I don't even remember
that
shit.
It's like super, it's the new stuff's fresh. I kind of remember.
Yeah.
Stuff from 2013, I don't remember a fucking word I said.
That's all brand new to me.
And you know what I find when I do listen to it? I go, it seems like we just talked about that like last week. Like not that we talked about the same thing, but it seems like this episode was that I'm listening, I'm like, that sounds like...
Well, it jogs your memory.
And I look when it was, and it's like November 2013. I'm like, whoa, that's weird. So let's get into it here in San Diego, California.
Yeah, we're getting into it.
The most beautiful city in the world, who probably will be losing their football team to soon.
And I'm looking at the most beautiful titties in the world.
Lesbian titties, in fact. Busty and looking, North County, curvy, 49. That's a 49-year-old? Come on.
I don't know, man. There's a pic on there. It's just the torso. There's no head, but she's topless. It's pretty nice.
That's not a 49-year-old skin.
I don't know, man. Some chicks, just their faces get old and their bodies still look okay. I don't know.
It's true. I don't see very many nude 49-year-olds.
Well, I'm just thinking about when I'm out and about.
And were you a nudist?
No, I mean, they have clothes on, but like I go to Target and off in the distance I'm looking, oh shit, yeah. Then I get a little closer, I'm like, that's a fucking old lady. Old lady, you got a really nice body.
It's firm, but you got that leathery skin going on.
Well, maybe. Like, as I said, I'm not seeing them nude, so I don't know. Their faces are pretty
bad. Why don't they have clothing optional stores?
Oh, well, when I'm in charge,
I think
we
could
will.
Be a food store, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's fun for the whole family.
I guess it's just not hygienic. Clothes kind of keep, like we talked about a while ago, clothes just kind of keep a lot of the stuff in. That odors and sweat.
You know what? If you already have a nudist colony, I don't think it's that hard just to build a little store. I bet you they have like little mom and pop stores on the colony grounds, and now you're in there naked.
I know,
shit.
But those clothing, is clothing. Can I walk around my clothes there? and also no old people.
Now you're segregating.
So I don't need people to be in really good shape. I just need them not be old. They gross me out. But young, a little out of shape, young girls, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You know.
Anyway, I want you to read.
And by young, I mean, you know, 20 to 30.
Yeah.
You say young girls, you're like, whoa. What are you doing, buddy? Busty, curvy, tall, feminine woman looking for another lady to kiss, hug, fondle, lick, squeeze, and will join me in a handsome man for friendship and passionate encounter.
No, everyone's... Man...
You're not a lesbian.
She's just... It's just a couple looking for a threesome. She's not a lesbian. Yeah. She's, you know... Man, it is so hard for couples to wrangle threesomes. They're always on there looking. They cannot fucking do it.
Maybe this is your lesbian friend.
Could be.
Did you talk about it on the show or off the show? I forget.
I mentioned it on the show yesterday.
Good. That's good. That means I can bring it up.
Yeah.
Next up in the women we seeking women, we have another woman. Partner in crime. No pick, no reply. If you think I'm fake, don't bother writing me. Common sense.
My ride. Listen, if I think you're fake, now I want to confirm it. Like, are you or aren't you?
My ride or die, where are you? I love to have a good time, and I'm very adventurous. I enjoy rock climbing, going to bars, strip clubs, camping, road trips, rap, R&B, country, library. Library, a type of music?
You never heard of library.
What kind of music you listen to? Library.
Ooh, I came up with techno yodel. I want to do that.
What, just techno music with yodeling over it?
Yeah. Let's work on that. You can go to the, you know, you go to those, one of those sites where it's like, we'll like work, dubstep, yeah, buttons, and I just fucking yodel over it. Wouldn't that be fun?
We'll do it.
Techno yodel.
Good for that next week, folks.
I'm the techno yodeler.
This lady loves to have a good time and is very adventurous. She enjoys rock climbing, going to bars, strip clubs.
Remember how you read that already?
Camping, road trips, RBO. Oh.
Remember the whole library thing?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
She likes going to strip clubs in the library.
You know what? I'd love to go like that, not rock climbing, like real mountains and shit, but like those rock walls. Mm. It looks like fun.
Not me. I don't have very, I don't have a lot of upper body strength.
Yeah, I have pretty good upper body strength, so I'd like to see how I could do, you know? I think it'd be fun to do that, but who am I going with?
They used to have one at the mall. They got rid of it.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore. I know there's places that just, that's all they have. They're like a rock climbing thing.
At the,
you know,
fair, they usually have it, and then they have like some cash at the top. And if you get all the way up there, you can grab it.
Yeah. I'd like to go to like an actual place, you know, and do that.
Yeah, you gotta trust those dudes holding that rope that they don't kill you.
They weight it down, too. They have like, you know, plates and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like a 20-pound weight.
That's not gonna work for me. Yeah. I probably weigh more than the dude holding the rope, so don't need that.
Yeah, she's looking for something cool to hang out with.
Yeah, that's not me.
Women seeking men, this time. A submissive knight in shining armor. A submissive
knight. You're not a knight, then, if you're submissive. Knights are fucking men.
Yeah, that's true. Seeking a handsome, submissive man who understands his place and longs to serve. Beautiful and in control woman who knows exactly what she wants. Must be successful in what you do and understand what it is to serve a mistress. Possible FLRLT. Full-longed? Whatever.
Possible foot-long, something long-term relationship, right?
Understands what sophisticated is and would like to be a great reflection of your mistress.
You hear that a lot.
Like, I don't know if I want to be a good...
I'm not interested in any of this shit.
I'm not a good reflection on my mistress.
Yeah, I'll shame her. But you hear, I don't know if this is true, but you hear that a lot of successful guys go for that domination shit because in their normal life, they're the ones in charge. And so they like that feeling.
In my normal life, I'm stomped on all day long.
Yeah,
I don't need to be stomped on in my personal pleasure life, too.
I'm the piece of shit bottom of the barrel in my real life. So guess what? If I'm fantasizing, I'm in fucking charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need to be in charge. I actually like a girl who kind of takes control, but not like that. Not like, you know, whipping me and shit. Like, turn around. I'm going to stick my fingers up your ass. Not that kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't like this. But I like a girl who just, like, hops on, you know. You're just watching TV, and all of a sudden she just hops on top of you.
I mean, you brought it.
Unless you know that she's, you know, she's ready.
I mean, you brought it to the sexual. We didn't have to go there. We could have
just... like, bossing girls around?
No, I'm just saying, you know... The way you brought it to, I mean...
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I lost track of what we were talking about.
What other contexts are you bossing girls around? Are you in charge?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I guess you're right. I lost track. My mind kind of wandered.
This lady is looking for a man for marriage and relocation.
Holy shit, this lady looks old.
She is 38.
Get the fuck out of here, 38. You shitting me, lady? You're 48 at least. 38. Unless you're a 38-year-old crackhead.
She's a 38-year-old Australian with a 5-year-old daughter, no father in the picture. I'm currently living in Las Vegas and can't seem to find any decent men here. I want to find a life partner and move to San Diego. If serious, please email me.
Man, she...
I'm 5'5", size 12.
We're starting this relationship out on a lie. 38.
She could be
38. Hard living. A hard 38 years.
She got that accent, though. I'm in.
Good day, mate.
Here, look at these guys. This guy's picture. He's wearing like a
Speedo.
He's like this. He looks kind of like Kenny Rogers.
Without the beard.
But he's got his shirt off.
He's trying to look sophisticated, too.
I guess he's a good-looking older man.
Yeah, you know what? He's a good-looking gent, and he's in really good shape for an older man, too.
Yeah, he's got that thing where he's got, like, good pecs, but he's got that, like, belly. It's not, like, a big belly, but he doesn't have abs. It's
well,
like
he's an old man.
Unfortunately, I have that now. I need to get rid of that.
That old man's in better shape. No. How old is he?
I'd say we're in about the same shape.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's a little bigger than me, but... 54.
Yeah.
So when I'm 54,
if you can manage it, but listen, you'll be scrawny because he's got muscles.
So he is looking for another man.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
You find him hot.
Sorry, ladies, because he's a good-looking older gent.
My bicep is like twitching. I hate that. I'm looking at a twitch now.
Yeah.
Relationship-oriented men of any race that love to talk. Please don't contact me unless you're very honest, direct, open, like a book, and very hungry for... I am hungry. And breakfast. For a close bond and mintel connection. Have face photos without glasses and hats and a full body... The Clark Kent effect.
Yeah, I know.
Full body...
If you're Superman, I want to know about it.
And only text my phone with photos and phone number. I will not respond with what I'm asking for. Without what I'm asking for.
Yeah, whatever.
His name's Terry.
I'm sure I'll get some takers. I bet you can get young dudes, too.
He doesn't seem like that nice of a guy, though.
You think he looks mean?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know, but I bet
you... You know what it is? Because he's not smiling.
Yeah, you gotta smile.
It's weird. It's amazing what smiling can
do. I know. When you're smiling, he looks like such a nice person.
Which you'd think we'd use in our personal lives, but instead I just keep my...
Yeah, that's true. On the dating sites, I'm smiling.
I get better. I've been getting better with smiling. Like, I used to...
Hey, look at me.
I used to force myself not to smile. Even if I, like, naturally I'm starting to smile, like, nope, don't do it. Like, I saw it as a weakness.
Well,
but now if stuff's going on at work, I, like, smile because I'm like, look normal, you asshole.
Yeah. Normally, though, I don't like people getting any kind of insight into me. I'm very guarded.
Exactly. You got to stop being guarded.
That's easier said than done.
Well, where are you going? That's Mark's. Mark's over there. You can't come through. That's your guard. This guy is also looking for a man, and he's got a lot of information. He's looking for a male for male. He's heavy. Eye color is green. Facial hair, mustache, soul patch.
Got it all.
His hair is blonde, graying. I would say it's more in the graying.
Yeah.
Height 5'10". Weight 325.
Big man.
Ethnicity.
What?
White. Personality, laid back. His politics are liberal Democrat. He's an atheist. He's a Virgo. He's a male. He's a...
Male model.
No, he's an MBA. I don't know where I got male from. He's got an MBA. He's an author, an IT professional, single. Sometimes he drinks. Sometimes he never does drugs. Smokes, never.
A lot going on.
Hey, I've been single now for 10 years. I've dated a couple times. Nothing serious. Don't click. Older, heavy guy here looking for someone to hang out with. Maybe date. Get married. Depends on chemistry. Into karaoke, movies, plays, meetup groups, reading, writing, sci-fi, cuddling. Bottom here, but into trying new things. Drop a line, I don't like to know more.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of that giant old man.
My pick here, please include yours. It looks like Mr. Belvedere in this picture.
He does.
That's, you know what, this picture makes me really sad. Because you could tell he went to a...
professional place. That other picture, he has like the school picture background.
He went to Sears.
Yeah, because you know they always tell you, cross your legs, put your hands on your knee. That's he's doing the pose that the photographer tells you when you're taking your school pictures.
There's a lot of pain in this guy's eyes.
Well, he's been single for 10 years.
Like, he's
lonely.
Dressed really well. And he got this picture so he could include it on his dating sites.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I want people to know, look, I'm, you know, I dress nice. I'm a good-looking old man.
Picture Mr. Belvedere sitting. If you don't know Mr. Belvedere, is Google it. Sitting with a soul patch, sitting in the waiting room at Sears photo with a bunch of, like, kids running around.
Families.
And he's just sitting there by himself in his sweater and his tie and his dress shirt.
You think he felt awkward?
Oh, I am just... That really makes me sad thinking about.
Everyone's wondering, it's like, where are his grandkids? Is he waiting for them? Are they coming? Wait, no, he's getting up by himself. He's going right to the fucking photographer. What is this shit?
Oh, my God.
I'd be so confused.
Both his pictures, either had a professional take it or him taking it, sitting in a cafe.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm not gay, otherwise I'd date him.
Out of pity? Yeah, he'd like that.
Yeah. I think a good 325-pounder. Looking for a daddy to play with, male for male. He can't host. I'm 24.
You weren't really gay heavy today.
I'm a 24-year-old Mexican. Mezixan.
What's a Mexican? Mesoamerican.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I'm 220 pounds, heavy. Looking for a daddy, pappy.
Where's he from? Mesopotamia.
With experience orally to teach me. I'm inexperienced.
Come here, I'll teach you.
Looking
come
to be
here.
Trained by daddy in race. In any race. Is that welcome as long as you're 45 years or older? Just look at the look up. There's this
I
guy.
I know. There's another guy. He'll teach you.
The sad guy.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Once they get a hint of that sadness, it doesn't matter. That's why the world is such a horrible place.
Oh, hold on. I'm HIV. You'd be the same.
Well.
Does that mean positive?
I would say, yeah. Or he's into HIV.
What if he's negative and this guy's like, me too, I got HIV? Let's fuck. Like, whoa, 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 I don't have HIV.
But as I was going to say, that's why the world's such a horrible place. There's so many people, they're really nice people. They're just lonely. But when people get a hint of that loneliness, they're like, fuck that. I don't want to hang out with some loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they just steer clear. And look at all these really nice people. It's fucking nothing.
This one's looking for a man. Latino cutie here, looking for a place.
He's pretty cute.
He is?
I don't know.
I need a place to stay for a few months at least. Do you know any apartment manager who would work with me on getting a place? Very serious here. I'm easygoing and very honest. Lost my main job and been doing massage to get by. So he's jerking people off.
Yeah.
Please, because I don't have a car, being Hillcrest, North Park areas... Easy on the eyes if that really matters.
Does that mean he hangs out in that parking lot around there jerking dudes off?
Yeah, I think so.
And listen, if you happen to be a landlord and you want to fuck me for a room, you know we can work something out. All right, sounds good.
A cold drink and to enjoy a cool movie. Hey, let's beat the heat by grabbing a cold beer or cocktail and see a movie. If you don't have a friend, I'll bring my partner in crime. He's average build, heavy equipment, and rides a Harley. He has no idea about this, but I warned him I may do this. I do have a big private pool to cool off in, too. We're both easygoing East Country guys for two East County girls heading to my 40th reunion soon. Well?
I want to put out an ad saying I'm looking for my partner in crime, but then if I get a response... All I talk to her about is a bank job, because that's really what all I was really looking for. I mean, I want to commit crimes with someone.
It's beautiful weather today. Anyone want to have a day off and let's hang out?
Nope. Hate that shit.
This is strictly platonic. Is anyone off today and wants to go out a little later? Maybe we can go to the beach?
Don't say anyone, because she's a woman looking to be friends with another woman. Yeah. Don't give me that anyone shit.
That's true.
Because men are anyone too.
You think you're going to hang out with your lesbian friend at some point?
I don't know.
Have her on the show.
I wouldn't. I'm not going to tell her about the show.
Why not?
Because if she listens to any of the shit I've ever said.
About gay people?
About anything. She probably wouldn't want to, you know.
She doesn't seem to have a good sense of humor.
I don't know yet. I don't know. But I say shit, though, you know?
You say she doesn't like cursing?
No. I mean, you know what the shit I've said over the years. I don't even know a quarter of the shit I've said. Because I just go off.
No, she's not going back in the archives.
You never know.
She got that kind of time in her hands?
I don't know. Don't really know much about her.
Well, you know, I'd hang out with a lesbian. Why not? It takes a lot of pressure off you hanging out with a lesbian. Like, I'm just hanging here. And it's not a dude. I hate dudes, so...
That's true.
Yeah. Whatever. Beautiful day. Let's hang out, though. Who gives a fuck? And finally, for Craigslist Corral, San Diego, urine drinking. Hi. I'm seeking someone other than myself. He's not seeking himself.
Hey, it's me. Are you you so, or are you me?
So, Tim, don't answer this, all right?
He's already half typing a message. Oh, shit.
He's always answering his own ads. Hello there.
He forgets. Handsome. Like, shit.
Would you like to go out Saturday? You fucking idiot. This is me. This is you.
Wait a minute. He forgets so totally that he writes a message to himself. Then he's like, huh, new message. Opens it up. Oh, it looks promising. He just keeps reading.
Let's meet at... Thanks for stiffing me tonight. I was at the...
What are you talking about? I was there, too. You stiffed me. What the fuck? Listen. We might have got our signals crossed. Let's try this again. All right. Okay. This time, Saturday.
Meet at Applebee's at 7 p.m. Definitely.
I will be wearing the blue hat. You do the same. Next message. Where the fuck were you? I was wearing my hat. So was I. Goes on forever.
That's good. I know. We should do like Craigslist ad.
Craigslist guy with, what is he, some kind of amnesiac? I don't know, some kind of memory thing?
Practicing urine therapy or bathing in urine is a great way to expand our understanding of what you can consume. You know what? I think we have a pretty good understanding of what we can consume.
No, you don't. Because
and urine is not it.
If you don't understand you can drink piss, then you really don't have a full understanding, do you?
Anyway, I'm about to fall asleep, so please urge you to, so we may exchange some email and possibly befriend one another. Peace, he says.
No, he wants to drink other people's piss?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be, like, wait, is that man for woman or man for man?
Hold on. It is for a woman.
Okay, because I was like, if it was man for man, it's like, is this going to be included in a blowjob? Are you going to blow me and I'm going to piss in your mouth? No, if it's for a woman, he's like he just wants her to squat over his face.
He didn't say that. He wants to bathe and stuff in it.
Like, I don't understand. It's not very clear. It's like, is it going to be kind of during sex, or is she going to like piss in a fucking jar and mail it to him? Dude, you need to get a little more specific because.
All right, I will next time.
Yeah, next time you write one of these piss emails. Come on, man.
Alright, that does it.
Anyway, HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This one's for Julie in San Diego. Tell a friend.
Streaks on the china, never met it before. Who cares when you dropkicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.